Report, Gen Z struggling with low income, higher debt-to-income ratio compared to millennials. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 12, 2024. Gen Z is struggling financially with low income and higher debt-to-income ratios than millennials did when they were their age, according to a recent study. A study from TransUnion, a consumer credit reporting agency, which surveyed 614 Gen Z adults currently between the ages of 22 to 24, and 623 millennials who had been between the ages of 22 to 24 10 years ago, found that Gen Z adults were facing a tougher situation financially than millennials did years ago. The study found that millennials during the last half of 2013, or quarter 4, Q4, were making an income of around $39,394. When adjusted for inflation, the income millennials were making at that time came out to $51,852. This is compared to Gen Z adults during 2023's Q4 who were making an income of $45,493. During 2013's Q4, millennials were found to have a debt-to-income (DTI) ratio of 11.76%, while Gen Z adults had a DTI ratio of 16.05% during 2023's Q4, according to the data. The survey also found that millennials' income after debt-to-income payments had been made was $35,808 during 2013's Q4. When adjusted for inflation, millennials' income after debt payments, annualized, during this period was $47,124. In comparison, during 2023's Q4, Gen Z adults had an after-debt income of $40,200 after DTI payments. TransUnion survey also found that millennials had an average credit card balance of $1,708, which when adjusted for inflation was $2,248. During 2023's Q4, Gen Z adults had an average credit card balance of $2,834. During the 2013 Q4, millennials had an average auto loan balance of $14,468, which when adjusted for inflation came out to $19,043. In comparison, during the 2023 Q4, Gen Z adults had an average auto loan balance of $21,767. This survey comes as recent polls have shown that 48% of younger voters between the ages of 18 and 34 have indicated that they would support voting for former President Donald Trump in the upcoming 2024 presidential election, compared to 52% who said they would support President Joe Biden. High interest rates and increasing inflation under the Biden administration have left many Gen Z adults dealing with more credit card debt.